This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The U.S. Meat Export Federation is showcasing U.S. red meat at food trade shows in Japan. We'll have more right after this.
In February, we celebrate World Radio Day. Here at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, we feature Iowa-centric programming with content focused on Iowa crop farmers and livestock producers who draw their livelihood from modern production agriculture. Today, the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network offers 9 programs per day, anywhere from 2.5 to 4 minutes. In addition, the network airs a daily midday program featuring Iowa ag news and discussions called Iowa Ag Matters. We thank you for supporting the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network as we celebrate World Radio Day in February.
The Supermarket Trade Show, one of Japan's most important food shows, just wrapped up, and with support from industry partners, the U.S. Meat Export Federation showcased U.S. pork and beef products to key buyers from Japan's retail sector. USMEF Japan Marketing Director Tom Kasatani said these events play an important role in expanding the customer base for U.S. red meat products.
Supermarket Trade Show is organized by the Japan Chain Store Association. It is a show specific for the retail company. The main participants, guests coming to the venue is the supermarket companies. So supermarket is a very big market for us, for both chilled and frozen products.
Kasatani added that these shows come at an important time for Japan's food industry.
The number of tourists is now above the pre-COVID level since last October. And when you walk around the Tokyo area or some tourist area like Osaka, Kyoto, etc., you can see lots of tourists walking around. The hotel rate has increased quite a lot due to the, you know, many guests staying, mainly tourists. Recently, tourists preferred, oh, I want to eat sushi or I want to eat tempura. Now, tourists dine in everywhere, like ramen noodle shop, or quick service restaurant or beef ball restaurant, which used to be only the, you know, Japanese customer area. So yes, we're hoping many tourists can come and eat U.S. beef and pork cuisine in Japan.
In early March, USMEF will lead similar efforts at FoodX, Japan's largest food trade show. For more information on USMEF's promotional efforts, visit usmef.org. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.